Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Hey, I'm just between interviews here for Forecast. Just wrapped up an interview with Kristen Gallagher, founder of a consultancy named Edify. Loved Kristen's story. I wanted to share something with you that really jumped out at me from our conversation. So Kristen is a learning and development consultant, and she runs a consultancy called Edify that helps tech startups with employee onboarding and development. And the story of how she got into it is really interesting. She doesn't have much of a background in learning and development, but through a series of events, she found herself leading learning and development for a small company as a director. And she onboarded about 200 employees. And through that experience, she used that as a platform to then launch Edify. And in the beginning, she had an offering in mind, like we all do, right? She had like a product in mind or a service in mind that she was going to offer to smaller companies. And she poured a lot of time and energy into it. She framed up the process. She branded it. She put all these deliverables in there. And she really, really made it a solid, solid offering. She was really excited about it. So then she went out and she started marketing it and trying to sell it to potential clients. And she sold a couple, but, you know, it didn't go terribly well. And the two that she sold, you know, the delivery of it was, in her impression, below par. She wasn't happy with the results. In the end, the clients were actually satisfied, but she didn't really get what she wanted to get out of it in terms of outcomes for the client. So she then just kind of went back to the drawing board. She stepped back and she packaged up another offering for another kind of client and then went out and started selling that. And then through that process, she eventually settled on what they're offering right now through Edify and the target market. And I thought that was incredible because it's so difficult to first of all, develop something like that and then go to market with it and really pour your heart and soul into it and then discover that it didn't quite work out the way that you expected it to, or the client didn't respond the way that you wanted them to. And even though you sold it a couple of times, the results were, you know, lackluster. That's not easy. I think a lot of people in her shoes would have just kind of taken that very personally, right? They would have attributed that quote unquote failure to themselves, right? They would have said, well, I guess I don't have what it takes. And this was, you know, remember, this is Kristen's first kind of real attempt at building a consulting practice, right? So a lot of people would have just said, you know what? I guess I just don't have what it takes. You know, I tried, I gave it my best effort. I actually got a couple of clients, but the engagements, they failed. So I guess I can't do this. I might as well go back and find a job. And in Kristen's words, she was too stubborn to go back and find a job. She was committed to making this work because she didn't want a job for many of the reasons that, you know, well, none of us want jobs. That's why we're listening to this, right? So she was kind of stubborn about it and just decided to proceed and try something else. And look, that's exactly what you need to do. The thing is, if you attribute a failure, and I'm putting failure in air quotes here because what you think is a failure might not be a failure. You know, interesting story with Kristen is that one of those clients that bought in the early days, they actually came back later on and gave her a referral. So whereas she thought the engagement didn't really go well, the client had a different perspective on that. They actually thought it went well enough that they were willing to give her a referral. So that's pretty impressive, right? So whenever you have these kinds of quote unquote failures, remember, it's, you know, sure, you might have failed. It may be you. That's one possibility. There are so many other possibilities as to why the engagement didn't go the way you wanted to. Maybe it was the client. Maybe it was the circumstances. Maybe you didn't package the right offering for that client. Maybe, you know, it was the timing. I mean, it could be anything, right? So to attribute a failure to yourself and to take it personally and to somehow, you know, lose confidence or lose self-esteem in your abilities because one or two engagements didn't go the way you thought they would go, it's ridiculous. I mean, you're one factor in this equation, right? There's so many other things that could go wrong and quite often do go wrong. Now, if you're failing more than you're winning, then that's a different story, right? So I'm not saying keep doing what you're doing and keep failing and don't attribute anything to yourself. No, you as a consultant, as a professional, you've got to take responsibility. You've got to take ownership for delivering the outcome that you promised to your client. But if one or two don't go very well, don't blame yourself all the time. Don't just assume that you don't have what it takes. Don't take it personally, because quite often there are other things that are going on that prevented the client from getting that outcome or from getting that result. And you know what? In the end, Kristen treated this like a consummate professional. What she did is when she found that those engagements weren't going the way that she was hoping they would go, she didn't just see it through and just hope things would change. She pivoted. She went in and she said to the client, look, this is not quite working out. I want to change directions. I want to go this way. And then ultimately things improved. That wasn't what she initially thought would happen, but the client did end up getting certain results and certain outcomes that they were happy with. So that's the lesson I wanted to share with you today is a lot of things are going to go wrong, right? That's the way it goes, right? A lot of things are going to go wrong. Don't always take it personally. You have to be a little bit unattached from the way things go, from the outcomes, because if you take it personally every single time, you're not going to survive long enough to see things really, really work. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.